God has given us revelation about the promises that he has for us. He's already done everything he's ever going to do, and he's given the revelation without the manifestation, because there must be the demonstration of application in order to receive that manifestation.
This is Treasure Truth with pastor and author James Ford Jr., senior pastor of Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller, and glad that you've joined us as today we continue to look at the book of Joshua in a message entitled Takers. Pastor, we've talked quite a bit about the fact that God has revealed in his word promises that are applicable for us today. We need to rightly discern what those are. And sometimes I think well-meaning Christians can struggle with discerning what they are because they hear contrary Bible teaching. Sometimes they may hear what we may refer to as prosperity gospel and think that is a promise for me today. After all, it's in the Bible. How would it not be for me? So how do we discern, you know, those promises that are for us today versus those promises that they may hear from a prosperity gospel preacher?
Well, what is timeless principle? That's what we're looking for. A principle is a timeless truth that's applicable to all believers across all generations. And so, you know, they are promises that we can claim. Now, when I listen to the T's, if I were just to hear the T's, I would say, huh?
Yeah.
What's he talking about? Now, let me just share. All my grandchildren know this. Papa has a college fund for them. I started it when they were babies.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were old enough to comprehend, I shared with them, I have some money that I'm going to give to you for college. I gave them a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't give them the manifestation, because they don't get the money until they sign up to go to college. So what happens if they don't go to college? They don't get the money. Yeah, see, they don't get the manifestation of the revelation because there hasn't been a demonstration, an application of what the conditions were. Are you feeling me?
I'm feeling you. I think the light bulb just went on for a few of us.
All right. All right. And that's the way it is in the Word of God. I mean, if it's a conditional promise, and you have to ask yourself, to whom was this written? And so if it was written to Israel, some of the promises to Israel only apply to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a timeless principle that applies to us as believers? Now, I'm just going to be honest. Sometimes we, as evangelicals, we throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Sure.
You know, because of the prosperity gospel, we don't want to believe anything that God has said. We don't want to trust him for anything. Now, you know, the Bible says in Ephesians 1:3, we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so if I want to be blessed, I've got to make sure I'm in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, because everything, remember, has to do with the purpose of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have to ask God for a lot of things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Hmm.
So when my oldest grandson was getting ready to go to college, he didn't say, now remember that promise you made me?
Right.
No, I took the money out and gave him a cashier's check.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, thank you, Papa. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is the truth that many of us, as we've been talking about in the series, need to work on applying and strengthening our faith in that way. We look at that today from the book of Joshua as we continue Takers. Here's Pastor Ford.
Now, Thomas Geisel wanted to write children's books. I've told you about him before, but I want to share something else about him, because he wanted to do it in his own style. He felt that his style was more creative, more innovative, and more captivating than what was currently going on in the marketplace at that time. The only problem with his first work was that 27 publishers didn't agree with him. I said 27 publishers didn't agree with him. In other words, he was rejected 27 times by 27 different publishing companies. You said that already, Pastor Ford. How many times are you going to say it? I just want you to give. How many would it take for you to give up? How many times do you need to be rejected before you give up? Well, I'm saying he was 27. And here's what he said. One letter said this. This is too different from other genres on the market to warrant its selling. But why do you share it again? Because I like his attitude. Here's his attitude. He had the attitude of a taker. He's going to possess his possessions. And so what he decided to do was this. Here's what he said. I know you're going to like this. I know you're going to like it. He said, I did not get rejected 27 times. It wasn't 27 rejections. It was 27 steps to acceptance. I like that, man. I like that. Yeah, yeah. And he went on to be published. Let me Fordize this thing for you. See, often rejections are just steps for directions. Let me say it this way. God often uses our rejection for redirection. That we're going in the wrong direction, going to the wrong things, people, places, things, and God has to give us a rejection so that he can redirect us. Some of you know what I'm talking about because you wouldn't let them go. So God had them reject you. But now you can look back and in hindsight, because hindsight's always 20/20, and thank God for unanswered prayer. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for not giving me who I was begging you for. And now I can look back and see I really didn't want that person in the first place. They weren't good for me, even though they might have been good to me back then. I know that right now who I have is better than what I ever would have had. So I thank you for the rejection. I know what some of us need to do. Here's what we need to do. We need to go out to Walmart or to Walgreens and go in the card department and send a thank you to everybody that rejected us and pushed us toward our God-given possessions. That's what we ought to do. Thank you for hating on me. Thank you for lying on me. Thank you for cheating on me because you only revealed who you really was. And your rejection helped me to move on, and now look who I'm with. Look what I have. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me this morning, but I'm gonna preach anyway. I came to preach to myself anyway. And so, you know, you the job you wanted that rejected you, but now the one that you've gotten is better than the one you would have had they accepted you, and now you're glad they threw out your resume. Yet sometimes to get where you're supposed to be, God has to take you out of what you should not have been in the first place. So Thomas Geisel saw rejection as what? What did he see it as? 27 steps to acceptance instead of 27 rejection. You want to know why? Because he was a taker and not a faker. Yeah, he went after it and he didn't stop until it happened. So what happened? Thomas went on and to have that book published that was rejected 27 times. Then he went on to write 60 books, 48 of which are children's books. They are written in 15 different languages today. He has sold over 600 million copies of his books. His books were turned into 4 feature films, 11 TV specials, a Broadway musical, and 4 TV series. He has won, Thomas Geisel has won, he won 2 Academy Awards, 2 Emmys Awards, the Pulitzer Prize in literature, and a Peabody Award. All of that because he understood sometimes you just got to be a taker. You got to understand that your stumbling blocks are actually stepping stones. Somebody got to realize that a setback is often a setup for a comeback. Y'all ain't going to help me in here. And so what happened? We know who he is. Who is Thomas Geisel? Well, his middle name, and you would know him by one of his favorite characters and most well-known characters, the Cat in the Hat, because Thomas Geisel is Thomas Seuss Geisel. We know him as Dr. Seuss. And I know that there's some folk I'm talking to today who are just like Thomas Seuss Geisel. Yeah, yeah. Nobody knows your name, but God has given you something that is a possession that you need to take so that everybody will know that God is a God that blesses us too. Amen. Amen. And so he used his middle name. And in our text, we have seen that Joshua is being told by God, I want you to be a Dr. Seuss. But that when you look at the promised land, you need to be a taker. And you need to take your God-given possession. So here's the theme, that God will give us the manifestation of his revelation when we meet his qualifications for his possessions. So this text is tailored to teach this timeless truth. There are six qualifications required by us to possess our God-given possessions. Here we go. Review the two and then move on and finish the four. Number one, respond to God's plan. That's verses 1 and 2. Listen to what it says. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Stop. Here's what he's saying. Joshua, it's now time to respond to my plan. Moses is dead, but God programmed, it continues on. So you mourn for 30 days. That's enough. That's enough delay on my program. Get you up and all of these people respond to my plan. In verses 1 and 2, respond to my plan in spite of people. Don't worry about the fact that Moses is dead and that people may say, well, when Moses was our pastor, we did it this way. Joshua, move on. Don't let anybody despise your youth, your newness, any of that kind of stuff. So in spite of people, but then in spite of the past, because we've not always done it this way before and we've not always gone this way before and we need new direction with new ministry springing up, with new people that we don't know. Some of you said, who are some of those folk? And so, in spite of the problems, they're looking at a swelling Jordan. And God points to the Jordan, so you're going to go over this Jordan. So he says, respond to the plan. Don't let anything stop you. Be a taker. So remember what he said? Here's the outline of the book. Take my people in. That's chapters what? How many been here all messages? Okay, that's chapters what? 1 through 5, that's right. And take those people out. What chapters are those? That's right, 12. And then take that place over. See, take my people in, chapters 1 through 6. Take those people out. Chapter 6 to 12, and take that place over, chapter 13 through 22. So God is saying, I want you to be a taker. Now remember, there was over 2 million people who died in the wilderness because they would not possess their God-given possessions. Look at your neighbor. Come on, help me preach this. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you can't have a 5-star church with 2-star people and a 1-star vision. Amen. Amen. And so they failed to believe God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. It says, and you look at it later on, it says that because the promise was not mixed with faith, those who had the promise didn't go into the land. They all died in the wilderness because of unbelief. So they didn't have faith. Now remember what we said. We said that faith is like Jerry Curl activator. That if you had a Jerry curl, it wasn't going to come into fruition and look good until you activated it with the Jerry curl juice. But it was the activator that really made the Jerry curl. Am I right about it? Some of y'all had a Jerry curl. Y'all know that. Yeah. And so he's saying, I got a promise and you activated by faith. Here's my plan. And they didn't believe it. And if you don't believe it, you don't get it. See, they acted like they didn't know that the God above you is greater than the problems around you and the fear inside of you. Let me say it again. That's tweetable. They didn't realize that the God above you is greater than the problems around you and the fear that's within you. Amen. And so then Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the staircase. That's it.
Well, that is it. And that was tweetable just a moment ago. Speaking of tweeting, you can always follow Pastor Ford on Twitter. You can also like us on Facebook, and we'd love to connect with you and interact with you on social media that way. You'll find those links when you come to our website, It's treasuredtruthradio.org. Also want to remind you, if you're ever in the Chicago area, you can visit Christ Bible Church and hear Pastor Ford speak live. Information at our website, treasuredtruthradio.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Ford.
See, I tell you all the time, let me repeat it. Can I repeat it? Say repeat it, Pastor. Yeah. Faith gives you insight like it is foresight. Faith gives you insight into foresight like it's hindsight. Okay, I got that right that time. So even the way you respond to it, guess what? I'm always trying to grow, and I believe I have a teachable spirit. Now, some things I'm not going to move on because I'm settled in it, but if you show me some things and I go back and restudy and stuff and say, whoa, I'm going to have to back up off of this. I used to say, boom, I do that all the time. So I used to sign my books, God bless you, at the end, God bless you. And then I'm reading the book of Ephesians, and I realize that's not the most biblically accurate thing to say to a person. Because Ephesians 1:3 says, we are blessed, past tense, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So I start saying, God has blessed you already. Somebody say, God bless you, Pastor Ford. I say, God has blessed you already, because that's in the past tense. It's what's in this book, in this chapter, what we're talking about now, that God has given us revelation about the promises that he has for us. He's already done everything he's ever going to do, and he's given the revelation without the manifestation, because there must be the demonstration of application in order to receive that manifestation. And so, in other words, that's why we're talking about, what do they have to do to possess this? God has some things that he wants them to do in order to possess it. And so he says, the land I have given you, past tense, it's already yours. All you got to do is walk in it. And so then notice, God's plan gives you direction and dimensions. What do you mean, Pastor Ford? It tells you which way to go, and it tells you what your parameters are, where you can't step outside of this and step inside of that. I didn't get a chance to introduce her. She's going to kill me, but that's okay, because I want to introduce her right now in my sermon. Miss Shondia, stand up. Stand up, Miss Shondia. Look at her. I saw her eyes cut, boy. She said, ooh, I'm going to get you. She's working with us in our marketing and media, along with my son right now. And we're trying to put together a larger media team. But she is off the chain. Amen. You may be seated. And she's just so creative in this social media stuff. She didn't even told me, because I don't post all the time. She even told me when I should post on Facebook. I say, man, now that's deep. That's deep. So she's real good. I'm really pleased to be learning some stuff from the both of them about marketing and media. But anyway, that's her forte. She's got her degree in it. She's very good at it. And she's going around with job interviews, and she got offered a job at NBC. Yeah, one of the big three. And she turned it down. And she turned it down for a company of which I have never heard. And as I was trying to think what she told me the name of the company was, I couldn't even remember it. And when I heard the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey said, I said, wow, I wish I'd have had that and worked that in the beginning of my message. Because why didn't you want that job? They're offering a bigger salary than the one you got, yes, but they only do TV. And I want a company that does TV, radio, internet, computer, social media. I want a company, and this company does it all. So I won't be locked in to just television. Now, maybe one day I'll accept a job at NBC. But for right now, I want to get all that exposure, because one day I want to have Shondia Williams Media Corporation. I said, man, that's it. I mean, I kind of felt like, the A-team. I love it when a plan comes together. And God says, I've got a plan for you. Now, God's plan, let me tell you, you're either on the way or in the way. Come on, tell somebody, if you're in the way, get out. Get out of the way. Come on. Boom, yeah. Then secondly, we saw, rest on God's promises. Rest on God's promises. That is verses 3 and 4. Look at verses 3 and 4. Verses 3 and 4, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from this wilderness and this Lebanon, even until the river Euphrates, unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Now, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? God is letting them know, listen. Listen, you've got to rest on the promises. I gave you promises. Now, a lot of people make promises. You got some people who say, loan me some money until payday Friday. And somebody could testify. Don't raise your hand. You might be sitting next to them, or they may be in the sanctuary. But what did they do? They didn't tell you which Friday. And they didn't tell you which year. Some of us know. There's folk now trying to look away because they know they owe us money, and they say sitting over here, and instead of looking at me, they looking at the wall because they know you looking from over there because you moved from over there because they ain't paid you your money yet. And then walk up in here talking about praise the Lord, acting like they don't know they owe you money. Yeah, yeah. You saw us up here. Why do you think I said suppose? Because you never know what's going to happen because we made that promise. I, so-and-so, do take you, so-and-so, as my lawfully wedded spouse to have and to hold in sickness and in health and poverty until death do us part. And I tell you all the time, some of us is just until death do us part. Yeah, people make promises. I'll call you back later on today. We're going to hook up later on this week. Come on now. How many have been told that and heard from the person yet? Come on. Look at the hands. Yeah, yeah. And so what? Oh, here's one. I'll pray for you. Look at that. Everybody's saying, man, what a farce. You know, and so we make promises, but we need to understand here, God makes them a promise. And he says, listen, I want you to understand two things. You've got to personalize the promise. And I told you what I do. I put my name there. Pastor Ford can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Pastor Ford has never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Pastor Ford is the head and not the tail. Pastor Ford knows the plans that God has for him, plans for good and not for evil, to bring him to a desired end. Pastor Ford, I personalize it. But then you got to participate. Notice what he told them. Walk in it. It's yours, but you're not walking in it. You're not possessing your possession. God says you got to walk in it. Oh, yeah, I know the tests are hard, but you got to go to school in order to get that degree. You ain't going to get it at home. And so we need to do that. This neighborhood is ours. He's giving it to us. We're a lighthouse, a beacon. Man, we got to do it.
A real practical application for Christ Bible Church, but also how many of us can listen to this Bible teaching and think of areas in our life where we've got to do it. We've got to take it. You're listening to Treasure Truth, a message called Takers. It's from Joshua chapter 1, and Pastor Ford has been on this passage of Scripture for a number of days. If you've missed any of the broadcast, come to treasuretruthradio.org, and you can always listen online. You know, we're able to bring you this Bible teaching each and every day because of your generosity. So to those of you who have given a gift in the past, thank you for doing that. If you've never given a gift before, I want to encourage you, ask you to do so today. Come to treasuretruthradio.org and click on the donate button. We could use a one-time gift or an ongoing monthly gift. Again, that's at treasuretruthradio.org. Thanks for doing that, and thanks to our producer, Amy Rios. For Pastor Ford, I'm Steve Hiller. Treasured Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.